So the first thing is I want to talk about is the changing standards. Back when the Federal Circuit first came out and started in 1982-83 time period, there was an underwater devices case, and they came out with a standard that was basically a duty of care standard. And the theory being is once somebody became aware of a patent, once you had knowledge of the patent, that you basically needed to treat it with due respect. And then what happened in 2007 is there was a change in the law which really came up with this two-prong test, which was very significantly different in that it had two elements that had to be shown. And the first was, first, whether objectively there was a high risk of infringement. And then if that were true, then you went to the subjective intent, which is did the alleged infringer know or should they have known that what they were doing was unreasonable, objectively unreasonable. And you had to show both in order to prove, at that point, by clear and convincing evidence, that a person had acted willfully with respect to the patent. And then comes out HALO recently in 2016, in which they eliminated the first of the two prongs, and they just got rid of it. And the significance of that being, of course, is that now no longer is objective test anymore required, and you go straight to based on the knowledge of the alleged infringer as to whether or not he was acting, in a sense, egregiously. And looking at the HALO opinion, they made it infinitely clear that when viewing the subjectiveness of willfulness of a patent infringement, which was intentional or knowingly, that you were not supposed to take into any regard the infringement, whether it was objectively reckless. And what they meant, I love this phrase, because they said it was characteristic of a pirate. This person was acting wantonly, maliciously, with bad faith. Elements of it, because not all acts of infringement, even though they are obviously, if you're found to infringe, it's a, by definition, a bad act. But they wanted to limit it to really those circumstances under the totality of the circumstances that really acted that you knew what you were doing was wrong. And that's what willfulness is intended to cover. And so, again, the thing now is, what did this mean with regard to the standards of willfulness? It's kind of, in a sense, going back to the future. And what do I mean by that? Well, under underwater devices, when the standard of care came out, it was very standard at that point for people to go out and immediately when they found out about a patent, and it was a colorably infringing, or it was a colorable question, they would go out and get an opinion of counsel because that was the way that you could defend this willful allegation. And what then happened under Seagate when it came out years later in 2007 is because you could start arguing the first prong, which is objective reasonableness, is that your trial counsel, that if you put on a good defense, if that's what you did, and you came up with it years after the time you first became knowledge of it, but you had a good defense, that was, in a sense, evidence that what you were doing was objectively reasonable. And so what then ended up happening is, why do you need to go get an opinion today when you can always come up later and have your trial counsel during the trial come up with very good defenses? And so it became very difficult to prove willful infringement under this two-prong test, which is then what happened with HALO is they got rid of it and they basically just went back. So it's kind of pushed the pendulum back towards getting opinions. But it didn't push it all the way back to where it was at underwater devices, because in the meantime, there's other reasons why, but it's not the only thing you look at. It's not a get out of jail free card to have an opinion. And it's also not, if you don't get one, it's not showing that you didn't affirmatively owe the patent its due respect that it needed. And so there's more to it than just getting an opinion. Although, you know, in HALO, what they made really clear is what you came up with afterwards, like during the litigation, from a subject or objective point of view, does not matter when it comes to willfulness. Now, other implications besides that come into play is, first of all, there was a complete change in the evidentiary change. A lot of us who've been practicing for years always understood one of the big differences between infringement and willful infringement was a difference between a preponderance of the evidence to prove infringement, but a clear and convincing evidence to show willfulness. That's no longer the case. They've now changed it. The Supreme Court has made it very clear that the standard for willfulness is now a preponderance of the evidence, which means, of course, that it's now easier to show willfulness. And, you know, it obviously makes it easier to show, in addition to the fact that now the objective standard is no longer viable for it. What also is interesting is the interpretation of HALO is that under the HALO test is just the second prong, and the Federal Circuit has come out and basically said, we're just going to get rid of the first prong completely, but all the case law that is developed with regard to the second prong that had come out in Seagate is still good law.